The 2013 World Synchronized Skating Championships are being held this weekend in Boston. Only a Game's Karen Given couldn't resist the urge to drop in on the rapidly growing sport for a short visit.
More than 15 years on this job has taught me a thing or two about synchronized skating. I know it's not just synchronized swimming on ice, though there are some parallels. And I know about the Boston Haydenettes, the wildly successful team from the Boston suburb of Lexington that's won an amazing 21 national titles. But until the World Championships came to the arena just across the street from the Only a Game studios, I'd never seen the sport in person.
Happy birthday, Mr. President. Happy birthday to
The weirdest thing about synchronized skating isn't 16 athletes dressed as matching Marilyn Monroes, down to the same earrings, hairstyle, and lipstick, though that is weird. It's not the rush of cold air as they pass by in intricate groups, doing the same move at the same time, at the same speed, with the same smile, though that's weird too. It's not watching two lines of skaters push towards each other backwards at breakneck speeds, holding your breath until they shift at the very last second to pass within inches of injury, though that is terrifying.
Skaters, this practice session has ended. Please, guys.
The weirdest thing about watching the last official practice of the World Synchronized Skating Championship is the disembodied baritone voice that tells teams it's their turn to skate. Peter Darby, whose daughter Samantha competes for Team Australia, is kind enough to try to explain what the judges are looking for.
You've got the wrong guy. Don't know.
Megan Maxwell coaches synchronized skating in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
I mean, it's the crispness. You've never seen synchro?
No.
The unison. There's like required elements for each of the different programs.
So it's not just that they're all wearing the same outfit.
No. That's the fluff. I mean, these girls train a whole bunch. It's a job. You're committed to these teams.
Yeah.
Allison Panic skates for the novice national champions, the Crystallettes from Dearborn, Michigan. She's 15 and she's been competing in synchro since she was 8, but she doesn't show any signs of burning out.
Just being out there with your 15 best friends is so amazing. And it's like so supportive.
And you get to wear some pretty snazzy outfits.
Yeah. That's fun too, getting all glitzed up.
By the time USA won, the Haydenettes from Lexington take to the ice, I've learned a bit about what makes a good synchro team. They're fast. They're crisp. I'm pretty sure I see some of those deep edges I was told to watch out for. The mostly local crowd clearly agrees.
Anyone think?
For Only a Game, I'm Karen Gibbons.